Ahoi Radio präsentiert. Jakob, Mama und ich. Der kürzeste Podcast der Welt.
Tag 27, ich bin unterwegs. Von Fria ist angesagt, um die 20 Kilometer müssen wir heute schaffen. Und die ganze Welt ist ja auf dem Camino zu Hause. Ich bin hier gerade so ein bisschen eingekehrt mit meiner Mutter in einer schönen, feinen Bar. Und da habe ich jemand aus Lateinamerika getroffen, und zwar aus Uruguay, der hier arbeitet. Hello, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Carlos.
Carlos.
Yes, Carlos López.
Okay, Carlos, tell me, you're from Uruguay, but I've heard you can speak a little bit German. Du kannst auch ein bisschen Deutsch.
Well, a little bit is like guten Morgen, lecker, moin moin, not too much more.
Denn wie der Zufall es will, er hatte eine deutsche Freundin, die aus Hamburg kommt. So I'm from Hamburg, you know, and I heard your girlfriend came from Hamburg too.
No, sorry, that was not my girlfriend. With my girlfriend, we were living, sharing the house in Portugal with a German woman. She was 70 years old. She was doing the Camino, and she was volunteer in Porto too. So I met her there, and we were sharing a flat in Portugal. So that's why...
Not a real girlfriend.
No, not a real girlfriend. She was 70 years old, so... yeah, she was just a friend. But yeah, in the morning, every morning, she say me, moin. When I say moin, moin, she say me, no, moin, moin is too much for the morning.
In Hamburg reicht moin, alles andere ist Geschwätz. Can you do some more? Have you learned more German from this woman?
Guten Tag, guten Morgen. That it's like, and when I like to cook, so every day in the table she say, lecker, lecker. But it's so difficult German to me, you know. I speak five languages, from the Latin and English. For me, another language out of this is so difficult.
What do you think about the Germans here on the Camino?
Oh, they are really respectful. I think they respect their civics. We're not like other countries. It's not like, okay, in every country we have a different... But I like Germans, you know, they respect the people from here, they try to speak your language, and they are a civic person. I don't know, it's like, I like, you know.
Du hast mir eben erzählt, du kommst aus Uruguay, aber eigentlich bist du schon seit 20 Jahren hier in Spanien. So you've done the Camino too?
Yes, I did my first Camino, that was 3 years ago. I decided to do Camino del Norte. Then when I was doing del Norte, I changed to Camino Primitivo. And that was so beautiful, into the mountains. That when I decided to be volunteer, I went to Porto, because there is a beautiful albergue where you can do volunteering. And so when it was the COVID time, I decided to walk. In Portugal, you can go outside. And so I did both Caminos, Portuguese Caminos. But the border was closed, so I cannot see the Spanish part of the Portuguese Camino. But it was really nice, Portuguese Camino.
So what is the meaning of the Camino to you? What has the Camino done to you?
Oh, for me, it's like it's the way you can understand different things. I think for every person, it's so different. So it's like, for me, it's like I learned I can be happy with just a backpack. I don't need more materials than the backpack. And then for me, it's like a way to connect with yourself. When you are walking, you connect with the nature. And then when you arrive to the albergue, you connect with other people. So it's connection for me. Then is if you are there is more than half percent of the people is not spiritual, they do for another things. So I think for every person, Camino is so different.
For you, what did you find out about yourself?
I don't know. I connect with myself inside, you know. And I was in a moment really difficult of my life. It's what people say, and then when the people do the Camino, understand Camino provides. What do you need? You ask to Santiago and he will bring to you. So, for me, now it's my life. The pilgrims are my family.
So, thank you for this small interview, Carlos. And buon camino.
Ultreia et suceia.
Oh, yes, that's the song. That's the Camino song.
Well, it's not just a song. You know, now you say buen camino, or the other answer, buen camino. Yeah. In the origin of the Camino, you say to the other person Ultreia and the other person answer Etsuseia. It means like far away and hi, away. I don't, yeah.
And let's meet again, something like that.
Let's do, sorry?
Let's meet again. We meet again.
Yeah.
We will meet again.
Exactly.
Here on earth or in heaven.
Exactly. Well, danke schön.
Bitte schön. And moin, not moin moin.
Just moin. Don't speak too much. It's morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jakob, Mama und ich. Der kürzeste Podcast der Welt.